Cheep, cheep, cheep. Wow.
I know.
It's cheap therapy, y'all.
Why did it do that?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What was that?
ASMR. ASMR.
What is ASMR?
That thing they do on TikTok, them voices, they'll touch stuff.
Oh my God. Hi, guys. Welcome to Cheap Therapy, like you heard me sing. Hey, yay! So this is basically an avenue, right, where we come to talk about our stuff, our issues, our traumas. We come to vent. Yeah, because therapy is like you going to talk to somebody, and that is like basically you venting. So this is us. This is our therapy. And because we're not paying for it, hence cheap
it's
therapy.
Cheap.
Do you get it? Yeah. And I am Mamiamba Amominta.
I'm Kennedy.
Yeah, we are partners.
Work partners.
We are podcast partners, yeah. So this is our introductory episode, if there's a thing like that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, like we are using this to open up and let you get to know who we are, who your cheap therapists are.
Thank you.
So I worked on radio for 3 years.
No, let me ask you myself.
So why?
Could you give us yourself? Like, do myself. In school, you say do yourself.
Okay, so like I said, my name is Mamiamba Amominta, and I am 20-something. No, I'm 25, actually.
Don't mention age, please.
I am very comfortable. Yeah, so I am 25, and I work...
Excuse me, 20 what?
25.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 25, and I worked on radio for 3 years. And I did a little video content creation in there as well. But I'm currently...
unemployed.
But yeah, I'm currently unemployed, and... it's not sad. I feel like the universe is giving me time off.
I love that.
Yeah, that's how I'm seeing it. Cause I'm looking, but I'm not like looking.
They're like bombastic.
It's like low key looking.
Bombastic side eye.
I feel like the universe is giving me this time.
Yeah.
To just like rest.
Have you ever like had time off? I mean, for 3 years, were you ever able to like?
No.
Okay.
It was like
school work straight.
It was like school work straight.
That
so
is bad.
Like straight out of uni, and then I think like 2 months after uni, I just like started an internship, and then it ended in work.
Nice.
So this, I think this is time. This is the time for me, just like relax, like breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
love
a little
that
about
you.
Me. And oh yeah, I'm dark skinned. My melanin is popping.
That isn't even about it. Why would you even mention it?
This is me.
Girl, please.
When you write myself in school, do you not write your complexion? I mean, dark in complexion.
The other things you could have said. There's
and
so
my
many
melanin
other
is popping and I'm pink.
I mean, like, really, it's true. Like, it's melanated. Like, melanin.
Yeah.
It's melanin.
Like, I'm a natural head, black melanin Barbie.
I'm a natural girl, yeah.
So that's just a little about me. I mean, you know more going for it.
Yeah. Also, myself.
Yeah, yourself.
Hey, guys. So I'm Kennedy. I don't know life. Okay, so I'm Kennedy. I am 20-something, 25. Actually, how do I think introduce is really weird. I've never been able to like.
It's just like when somebody says, "Oh, you can sing a song," then you forget everything.
I tell you,
like, and it's like going to an interview and they're like, "So tell us about yourself." You're like,
what do I say? What am I telling you? Oh, I have three siblings. I have a mother. I lost my dad like 2 years ago.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, so I... Yes, this is hard, guys. This is hard. So, I'm currently employed because, unlike some people, just saying. But really, I think what qualifies, what makes me a qualified member of the Chief Therapy Club mm-hmm. is the fact that, I mean, my whole life has been about trauma.
Oh,
trauma and every
you
other
have
thing.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah, that is going to be.
I mean,
shared
I have
through.
Doubled in there, like says, somewhere.
Could you not?
It's
do
not
that?
Like trauma. I have like issues.
Could you not do that? I mean,
do what?
Let's. We get it. She claims she's not traumatized.
I don't really have trauma. Really? I just have issues. Yeah.
What is issues?
Very light issues.
Explain issues.
Issues is issues.
Okay, weird. But really...
issues is like, maybe I'm in my head sometimes. I'm mm-hmm. an overthinker. That's yeah. like, that doesn't
yeah,
come then, from trauma.
Yeah, it's true. So overthinking doesn't
saying,
really come from...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't really have trauma. Mm-hmm. I just have, like, issues.
Associated with issues. Okay, you got it.
So, yeah, that is ass. This yeah. is ass.
Did I finish? Oh, I did not finish. I'm also, like, a tall person. And then...
I really do not like tall people. Shade. Like, you stand by tall people and you feel like short.
So then now you know that she's actually short. So.
I'm not short. I'm taller than some of my friends.
Shout out to Pokua girl.
We are the same height.
But really, she's actually, I thought she was taller.
What she wishes.
About your friends? But
so,
shout out to them.
Yeah, guys, this is us. And yeah, your chief therapist. And
your cute chief therapist.
Okay. Yeah, I am cuter. Just by the way, wink.
God,
so, how did cheap therapy come about? I mean, since it came from you, I'll let you do the honors.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't want to make it dramatic.
Before we get into how cheap therapy came about, how did we meet?
I know.
Like, how did this happen?
I mean, it wasn't even a funny story. We came to, the funny thing is, what was funny was the fact that we're told that you were the lavatory director. You should show us around. We worked in the same office for like a year. Then she decided to quit. She decided to be unemployed. Yeah. Nah. But then...
No, he came... Like, I used to work in a place. Then he was employed in that place as well.
Yeah.
Then it was love at first sight on his part.
Oh, my God. No, repeat it. I didn't hear it. Repeat it.
I'm like, I used to work there, right?
Yeah.
And then you joined the team
yes.
with a couple of other people.
Excuse
and then
you.
It was love at first sight, like, on your part. Because,
oh
like,
God.
You saw me and, like... And you fell in love with me.
She is such a snob. Like, it's not even a joke.
No, I'm not.
Like, the level at which she would hate to see new people is for, like,
don't do that.
Face. No, I'm not even kidding. Sorry. I want my space.
I just have, like, RBF.
What does that mean? Resting bitch face.
Yeah, it's like. My face is like mostly straight.
No, but really, for the
but
longest time, I had
snob.
To approach you. Like,
yeah,
added appreciation.
I mean, you came and I was here.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you are the senior, and then you are also like.
So
the,
I should be going
one.
Around showing my teeth.
You are the aged one. So obviously, you should do that.
The
aged?
Aged?
I mean.
Yeah, but it's like.
You should be
I
the
mean,
one.
I get it. I'm not even going to deny. I'm not going to deny that. I don't do that. But I'm not a snob. I just have like a very straight face. My face is always resting. My face is like always in rest mode.
But rest mode doesn't look bad on you. Like, you don't have an actual rest and, you know, be weird face.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fine. I said the attitude.
There's no attitude.
There is. The level of like nose high and then, you know, neck high and all of that, when you pass around these interns and the people, is really frustrating sometimes.
No, I do not have that.
You do, Maud. You do.
I don't.
If it's Esa. But really.
I don't have nose high.
That is my truth. That is my truth.
Okay.
You can't take my truth away from me.
So
we met.
Okay.
And it was cool. And we're like, hey, let's be friends. Then we became friends. I never really said that, actually. I think people think it's weird when people ask them to be friends.
Well.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, people are not, like, very trusting these days. Like, when you meet someone, you're like, to be friends, they are just thinking, what does this person actually want from me? Because people meet you and like, let's be friends. And then next week, the next 2 days, they're telling you they have feelings
for you.
And they are very much in love with you.
Not that I have experience, but
and
like
God showed them that you are their wife.
Thank you. Hallelujah, sister. You better tell the congregation.
But like, so yeah, I mean, yeah, we became friends.
Yeah, because like, why
like
not?
You were friends with me first.
Oh my God, could you just let move?
Oh. You were friends with me first, and then yeah, and then like what?
The only reason why she's sitting here today is because of cheap therapy. She doesn't like me. Thank you.
I do like you. I mean, I don't show it much. I don't show my friends I like them much.
You see, that's not
but
a bad
it's
thing.
There. It's not. It's not a bad thing. I mean, sometimes I'll do one or two things, and then you see, like, oh, this person actually loves me.
So far,
but I will not be there and be telling about my feelings. Ill.
You are yet to do mine.
Well,
the one or
you
two.
Never know.
We've known each other for a year, and you're yet to show me that you like me.
I mean, oh, you never know. Okay.
Which part?
I do not rush with these things. I'm not a feelings person.
You should be.
I am, but I don't show it. It's like I have the feelings, but I have trouble showing it.
Who hurt you?
Nobody.
No, somebody did.
It wasn't one person. I wasn't hurt. It's just
the
circumstances. Like life made me like this. I'm a student of life. Okay.
Oh my God.
Drops mic, leave stage.
Oh my God. But really. So. Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, friends,
yeah, that's how it became. But he was friends with me first. Just putting it out there. Because like, I'll be there and he'll come to me.
She thinks
like,
I'm a fake person because I'm always happy around people.
We'll not get into that.
We'll talk about this another time.
Yeah. So because you came up with the idea of like sheep therapy, back to the question I asked before we came to the how did we get to know each other? I'll let you do that. And it's like I said, how did like sheep therapy come about?
From trying to capitalize on my trauma. But realistically, I think I wanted to create sort of like a safe space, not just for people going through stuff, but for us to also vent our stuff out. You know, you go around and every single day, there are things you see that, you know, spark something in you,
yeah.
Remind you of something that has happened to you,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And I think we just need a place to talk to ourselves about that. And also the fact that people, I think we should create a WhatsApp group, the fact that people who are going through stuff, you know, we grew up in this culture where it's like you're just to yourself.
Yes, you against the world.
It's just me. If this person knows about my flaws or my things that hurt me, they're going to use it against me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you see, we are trying to break those walls, break it, like, just let's speak to each other. Let's be there for each other. That's what cheap therapy is about.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cheap therapy is just like, come join us, be a part of this, and like let's just like talk about our stuff, because I'm a very firm believer in like venting really helps.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you might not get a solution, or whoever it is you're talking to might not be able to give you a solution, but you realize once you talk about whatever it is you're going through, you feel better. You start to feel better.
Trust me. It's talk to myself a lot. So
yeah, that
is like,
well,
my mom will come stand in my window and stand there and listen to the whole conversation and come to me, who are you talking to? Because it's just that deep. This is like deep outward conversation with myself.
Mm-hmm.
People think it's craziness, but it's really helpful. And there's so many, discovering myself and then being comfortable with myself and certain things about me came from those conversations. Just having these conversations with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really helpful. Talking, just venting out is really helpful.
Yeah, like using your words.
Thank you. T for thanks. T for?
Yes, T for thanks.
There's another one. I got one this week. T cool. for... Okay, let's continue.
So yeah, guys, that's like basically what this introductory episode is supposed to do. And then going forward, I mean, it will not just be our issues, it's your issues as well. I mean, it won't just be the two of us like day in, day out, like on every episode. We will be bringing like people on board as well.
Yeah,
people will come on board to talk about their issues, right? Because when you go to therapy, you go with your issues. The therapist doesn't call you and say,
come with your issues
today, come and talk about depression.
No.
Or come and talk about when that friend stabbed you in the back. It's like you go with your
issues.
Have
you ever been stabbed in the back? I don't think you're one of those. You don't.
We were children, so
that was not even a stab in the back. As
it
a
was.
Kid.
She took my boyfriend.
Continue. Bye. That conversation is as cheap can be.
It is not
I
cheap.
I hate it. When people go, oh, she took my boyfriend.
She took my boyfriend.
Go by. The boyfriend took himself.
No, I get that. I mean, they say.
Your mens wasn't Manson. It was community Manson.
I get that. Like, he was him. Right? But I'm just saying, like, they say the only man you can keep is a man that wants to be kept. So there's that. But she still
repeat
took
that.
My...
Repeat that word. Now this, I think we should have a dictionary where we put every smart thing we say, you put it down.
No, it's I think I've heard it somewhere. But I'm like,
it's not you. Okay.
No, it's not coming from.
The
like,
smartness
like,
is not
my,
her.
I'm smart, but I'm this not is not smart. Mine. I am that smart, but this is not mine.
That smart. Let's just reason.
I'm just... saying I'm not going to take credit for
that
something that's not mine.
Like,
the person said the only man that wants to be the only side you can keep the only man that wants that you can keep is a man that wants to be kept. Yeah, but she stole my boyfriend.
Yeah, but
still.
That is not even a backstabbing.
That is backstabbing.
As you get older,
she did.
As you get older, these
you
things
realize
you're supposed
it was childish.
To like, yes.
Yeah, but it was still backstabbing. Because she went to lie about me.
Like what is
to my boyfriend?
What was the lie?
That's me, when we went to school, me, I'm friends with plenty boys.
See how childish that is? Like,
yeah,
how
that's
childish
what I'm saying. It was still like at that point in time, at that point in my life, it was backstabbing.
And then that your boyfriend
because
had
she
the
was
cahoots.
Supposed to be my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nice, interesting. Let's go. Keep talking. He's interested now. Let me.
So, yes, I have been stabbed in the back.
No.
I was a child. It was childish backstabbing, but it was still backstabbing.
How old were you then? Okay.
Wait, I think 16 or 17.
Oh my God, children. I can't. Well, I have never because I don't have a life and I don't go out and I don't have friends, so...
You have never what?
Been stabbed in the back.
Okay.
It's just me, my TV, and then...
Your phone. And posting things on your status and not replying messages or returning calls. But that's a discussion for another day.
The literal shade.
So,
the
guys,
shade.
This is it. This is us. This is Cheap Therapy.
Yeah.
And be looking forward to more exciting episodes.
Yeah. You're here to stay.
We promise to be as real can be. Like,
yeah.
Because when you go to therapy, you don't hold back. You're supposed to, like... Open up yourself.
Open the floodgate.
Like, show, like, tell your feelings. Tell your thing as it is. Like, don't hold back.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in as much as we are promising to be as real can be, sometimes we'll censor some of the things we say.
Because mama.
Because my elder could be listening.
You just said elder.
My mother could be listening. Yeah. But... We will be real because it's therapy.
Yeah.
And it's cheap. So you can join us.
Affordable prices. Yeah, tito. We have tears.
Yeah, tito. So we don't even take your money. It's cheap. Just hit us up and tell us, I have this thing. I want to come on and talk about it.
Period.
And that'll be it. Okay? So, catch you on another episode. Bye.
Bye.